Weiter wie ein Tabuch, ein Butcher, Lekeach v'Shoichit, Lekeach v'Shoyer, v'Vatschlo Yisro ha'Gunah Shebem Lamedjoyim. Also a Tabuch that needs a lot. The Rashi says, Ha'Mekabit et Ha'Beimus Liyem Ashut. He wants to take him to the marketplace, so he's allowed to gather together a lot. So Lekeach v'Shoichit, Lekeach v'Shoyer, Ad Yom Ashuk Shloshim Yom Lamekoy. He's allowed to buy them even 30 days before the marketplace, before the sale. But a mavach lo yishoya saguna. That means a mocheres lemekoi shelokas a somech liyei tashuk lo yishoya yisoy liyata yem hashuk lashtam shloshim yom lemekoi, like we had before. Don't think that you bought this animal 2 days before the marketplace. So you think now, if you don't use it, you can keep it around for 30 days. No, you only bought it for the yem hashuk. When the yem hashuk goes by, you have to get rid of it. Shoalu Talmidov Esra ben Gamliel. The Talmidim Esra ben Gamliel, Mao Legado. Can I raise, am I allowed to raise, who the child is, can I raise the Behemoth Dak in Eretz Yisrael or not? Omalem Mutta, they said, yes, you're allowed to. Ben Gamliel said, you're allowed to. For the Morai Vortanan, we learned, Ein Legadlin, we said, learn, no, you're not allowed to raise it. El Hochiko Boyle, this is what they asked from him. El Hochiko Boyle Mine, this is what they asked from Ben Gamliel. Mao Lishois. Can you leave it over? Or Mulahem, they said back to their mutter, Obavado shaloi teitzei v'tiroa beider, provided you're not allowed to just let it go out of pasture in the flocks, elakoshra bekaramita. If you want to hold on to it, you have to let it tie it down to your bedside. That's what you're allowed to do. So Rashi Tosfos says, ain't nearly the polygrabon letter of Gamliel Kapitel Kunjus. I mean, he lived, the Rashi learns the Shaila was, can you leave it over before, can you buy it before the regal? That was the Shaila. And he said back to him, yes, you're allowed to, but he said only if you tie it up near your bed before the regal. So, according to this, he's arguing on the Gemara before. Before we said 30 days before the regal, you are allowed to store up the Behemoth Dakis. And he's saying, no, even if you want to store them for before the regal, it's only mut if you tie it up. El kashroi, like Rashi says, Rabbanim polygaleder of Gamliel. Because according to Gamliel, even if you hold it for before yomtiv, it's only mut if you tie them up. And according to Rabbanim Shiti before now, if you bought it 30 days before yomtiv, it's okay just to have them around. That's what Rashi learns. I tell you, doesn't like this chat. Right. Turn around, learn like this. Maisa b'chosid echad. Once happened a story with a spelling with a chosid. He was always coughing, he had heart problems. He was coughing up from his heart. So he was sick. He went to the doctor. He said, doctor, what should I do? I have heart problems. The Yomer, the doctor said to him, Ein loy takona. The only way you get away with these heart coughs is that sheyonet cholov roseich. You have to drink nice, fresh, hot milk. Mishachos l'shachos every single morning. You have to have fresh milk, like you be yearning, you suck out the milk from the animal every morning. So what they do, they brought him a nice goat, the kosher loy, the carrier meat, and they tied it up to the side of his bed, and every day in the morning he would drink the nice fresh milk, the goat milk he would drink every morning. In a few days, that his friends, the Tamil Chachomim, came into Mivaka Chayla. So Kivan Shiroi Soeis Kishur Bakaryamita, when his friends the Tamid Chachamim saw the way he was over the Yisrael Rabbanim, they saw the way he had a Behemah Daka, he had his goat in his by his bedside, is Chosru Lachareim. They went in back of him, they went out of the house, they didn't want him to go into him. The Yomru, they said, Listim Izuyim Abesai. This guy has an armed robber in his house. Well, that's the reason why we don't want you to raise Behemah Daka's in Eretz Yisrael. Because the Behemah Daka is hard to watch it. It's going to go out and pasture in the fields. It's going to go and eat from somebody else's field. So you like stealing. So he said, you have an armed robber here. We were angry at him. And therefore, v'yonu nichnostim etzloi. Should we go and sit next to him? So what happened was, Yoshvu Ubotku, they sat down and tried and check over this chosid. That was the only chet that he had. It's the only chet that he could think of that he ever did. Was this chet that he had an eiz, a goat, next to his bed. And v'yafu, even this chosid, v'shas misosu, when he died, Omri said like this, he said, vidu, before he was nifta, he said, yoydeyani, I know about myself, shein v'oven, I don't have any sins, elo oven, oysa eiz, only the elven of holding anei, the goat in my house. Shavati adibri chaveri, that I didn't listen to my chaverim. That was the story here. So really, it's a shala, what was wrong? What did he do wrong over here? So it's a shala, how sick he was. Lechura, if he was a sekonas nefashos, if he had a real heart problems here, that if he wouldn't take this, he would die maybe. So it's very sure what the Gemara is saying, what kind of chet is it? Lechura, for pikuach nefesh, you have a right to do anything. So, of course he should be able to keep this goat on his bedside. So the Mashal learned the case is, he wasn't a chel l'sheis b'sekonah. He wasn't any problem about dying. He was just a mechayli. So stam mishum chayli, it's a shayla, he shouldn't have done this. Since this is a tekona de rabbonin, not to raise behemoth darkness near Israel, he didn't have a right to do it. Well, some say at least he should have asked him. He didn't even ask him, he just did it on his own. Well, some say that even though maybe for a regular chayli you have a right to do it, but since he was a chosid, an adam choshev should have acted differently. An adam choshev shouldn't have taken this eis into his house. The Miri says the chiddush here. The Miri says no, that even though we're talking about that this chayla could be a chayla sheish per sakona, even if he wouldn't have taken this medicine, maybe he would have had a sakona sefashus, still you have to think twice, it's not so poshut that it's muta. Because it's only muta to take medicine, that's awesome. It's a shalom if it's treif or not, so if that's pekuach nefesh, you're allowed to do an avera to take eating treifus, you're allowed to heal yourself, to keep yourself alive. But here, raising a behem medaka, the reason why the Rabbanan said not to do it is because your behem medaka is going to go steal from other people. So that's a new shiloh. Who says you have a right to steal from other people? I'm going to have to save yourself. Maybe that you don't have a right. Really, we had this shiloh before there was a shiloh Dovra Melch even had. Well, you're allowed to steal from somebody food in order to keep them alive. So it was a shiloh before. So it's not so poshid. So that was a shiloh here. It wasn't so poshid that he did, even though it was to save his life, but he was like doing something that would be over near the gezel. If he'd be stealing from other people, that's a shiloh already. Right. Omer Reb Yishmuel. Shmuel said that Mibale Batim Shebegol El Yoin Hoyu Beisaba. My father came from these people that lived in the Golil, at the top Golil. Omifnei Machorvu. How come that city got destroyed? B'shohoyu Marayin B'chorshin. Because they used to pasture the behemoth dakois in the Chorshin, in the forest. V'don and dinim omnis b'yochid. And they also passed in dinim omnis with a dying yochid, they didn't have a dying mumcha, they didn't have a bezdin, they used to pass them by themselves. So because of these two chatoyim, that's why the whole place was destroyed. Now, v'yava pi sherelem chorshin somach lobateyem, even though really the forest was near the house. So before we had in the Mishnah, you allowed to raise your behemoth darkness in the chorshim, in the forest. So what's wrong what they did here? The Torah says, sode ketana hoysa. There was a small field in between their house and the forest. And the behemoth darkness used to go through that field. So the stam used to eat in that field. So therefore, they're over against the gezel. That's why the people of that city was destroyed. Tell Rabbonin. Let's say you have somebody that was a shepherd. And he had a lot of behemoths. He raised behemoth darkness. So he's doing an avera, and Eretz Yisrael, you're not supposed to raise them. Now he comes to do tshuva. So what's the halacha? Ein mechayv enoisa limcha miyad. We don't tell him he has to sell everything right away. But rather, lemoicha yad ayad, slowly. You're not mechuyv to get rid of it all at one shot. You can sell them slowly. Yeah. So the same type of halacha is, ger shenofluloi kolovim vechazerim v'yushosai. A ger, so his father, the guy that died, had a whole cattle of dogs, and of pigs. That's what his father was doing. So now when the father died, the pigs and the dogs go to this ger. So now he's not allowed to raise them. So same thing. He doesn't have to sell it all in one shot. But rather, sell it slowly. Again, make good prices, but sell it slowly. The same thing. Somebody made a neder. He's going to buy a house. Or else, he made a neder, he's going to get married. Parents Yisrael. You need to send Eretz Yisrael. We don't tell him he has to get married the first lady he sees. Rather, until we find the right shidduch. Or else he finds the right house. Like we don't tell him he has to do it fast, even though he made a nether, but you don't have to do it right away. Now, once happened the case, Vishak was one lady.
her son got her angry. Basically, maybe the son wants to get married already, but the son got her angry. So the kotsa could be the son was bothering her, might get married already. So the mother said, okay, and the kotsa, she jumped, the nishpa, she made a shrua, that kol mi shiyova, whoever comes to me, any master rustling, like whoever asked me to get married to him, I won't refuse him, I get married to him. And what happened was, the kotsa levin, the yodim shenim agonim, Chleisa Ganef came to her and said, marry me. Someone it's not fitting to get married to. So she didn't know what to do now. She made it sure she has to marry the guy. Should she get married to him or not? So Gemara says, the Maisa was, when the Chum heard about this story, Omru, they said, Avad this Isha only meant to make a shua for the first man that's fitting for her. That's what she meant. But not if the person is not fitting for her. Now, Kishem Shom, the same way we said, Ein Megadlin Behem Medaka, you're not allowed to raise a sheep in Eretz Yisrael. Kachom, the same thing we said, Ein Megadlin Chayedaka. You can't raise small Chayes. Rashi says, Chayes Dakas is Tevi'e B'Sholim. Young deers or else foxes. You can't raise them either. So most of them sound the same thing. They also go out and eat in different people's fields. You're ruining their fields, so you shouldn't do this in Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Shmuel says, Megadlim klovim kaifrim. If you want to have a kfar, that's a village dog is okay. Rashi says, Kitanim, they're small dogs. Benensim, are very small, so don't do anything wrong. Rashi's lishtav. Another pshat is, klovim gvil, not just the opposite, they were big dogs. Shel tzayodim of hunters. V'yein mazikim, they don't do damage. So kids say, either they're small ones that don't do any damage, or else they're bigger hunters that also don't do damage. Detained, or else the chasulim, or else cats, the kupin, monkeys, the chudai sanoim. These things you gotta raise. We'll soon see what kind of chudai sanoim is. No type of a creature. We'll soon see. Mifnei shasuyin lanakras abayis. These things are good because they're made to clean up the house. Rashi's minak vorm. They clean out the mice of the house. So therefore, if you want to have them around the house for a purpose, then it's mutter. Now, my chodes anoyim, what does chodes anoyim mean? Of Rabbi Yehuda, sharetzo chartza. Type of a sheretz of the family of chartza, whatever that is. Some type of a sheretz of chartza. Sometimes. I mean, it's a special type of one, okay. Viku di army, some say charzo tiktini shakya. It's a chartza that has small legs to it. Vareya bene vardina. They find it by the roses. That's where they are. The Russia snare, is a thorn bush. Well, my shots, so what do you call the sheretz for like? The matatoi shakya, that the feet are very small, so it looks like a sheretz. But these vice says that there's a purpose in raising it, then you're allowed to. Omer Rav Yudam Arav, Osinu Atzmenu Babobu, we made us that living in Bovil, Keretz Yisrael the Behemoth Daka. Like we'll put the same chumra upon ourselves in Babel also, we should not raise Behemoth Dakas like in Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, Shem Yoyim Golus Yechonyo, Rabu Shom Tamidiv, and Yisyaslu Shom, Yishav Kavua. And since there's a big Yishav of Tamidiv Chachomim there, the same thing, we don't want you to ruin other people's property, so we don't want you to raise Behemoth Dakas, because they're going to go and eat up other people's fields. Oh, Malay Ravada Maravul Ravuna. Didoch mai. So besides, what's trying you, Rav Huna? How come you have a behemoth daka? How come you're raising it? Trashe lo yeshtach a behemoth daka. You have a behemoth daka. So how come I, Rav, says you're not allowed to? Or Malay, he said, Daka Rav Huna, didan komintra lu chayva. My wife chayva watches it. I have somebody watching my behemoth daka. So therefore, I'm not afraid. Or Malay, so Rav Adab, Rav said back to him, chayva tikberinu lebno. Like your wife chayva should bury her sons. What does that mean? So Tayyip says what he meant to say is like, your wife can't watch the animal. Like your wife, if she doesn't want to bury her son, she has to take care of them. A mother has to take care of the kids. So if the mother's busy taking care of the kids, how does she have time to take care of the sheep outside? So Khuri meant to say that's not called a good shmira. You can't say your son on your wife watching it. She's busy raising the kids. But I call upon him, it was like a curse that came out of his mouth, even though he didn't mean it. So therefore what happened was, Kuda Shana the Ravada Barava, all the years of Ravada Barava, La Yikayim Zara the Rafuna Mikhaiva. Rafuna Taka did not have any children from his wife Khaiva. Ika the army son say Amarafuna. Omarav. Osinu atzmenu bebovel keretz Yisrael lo behemadako mechiyosu rav lebovel. When Rav came to Bavel from that time onwards, then there was Rabbi, a lot of people living there, there were yeshivas there, and therefore from then onwards it was first also not to raise a Bhei Medaka in Bavel. Now the Gemara says, Rav, Ushmuel, Ravasi, the three of them, Ikloyi Levei Shua Ben. They went to a Simcha. Rashi says, Yeshua Saben, Shua Saben is Bris Mila. Hashem Shogrolov, Shiva Yom. Since 7 days passed by away, went by, so they went to a Bris Mila now on the 8th day. The Yamrila Samson Ola Ben Yeshua Haben. They went to Yeshua Haben. So Rashi learns that's Mishnah Shaisla Pidyon Haben HaBechor. For Pidyon Bechor, they went to a Pidyon Bechor. Yeah. Another Pshat. Yeah. Tosis says it means here, the Kosh Tosis, like Rashi's Pshat, of Pidyon Haben. So Tosis learned Ben Atam Pirish Nolot Shom Ben. More Posh is the Shom Zocha they went to. There was Nolot Shom Ben. V'yashem shavlad noshaya v'nimla v'mei imoy. The child was saved through the chevle of coming out of the mother's stomach. K'dechsiv ha-metenu zochor nok'losh yishua v'yirigil nasa suda. He used to make a special suda, like a thank Hashem that the kid came out alive. That's one of the reasons we make a shalom zochor. So kids, so they went to the shalom zochor they went to. So Rav lo yayo kan midishmul. Rav didn't want to go in before